You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations Mine Action Service began work in Afghanistan over 30 years ago. In that time, more than 30,000 people have been killed or injured from landmines, with authorities in control of only part of the Afghan national territory, addressing the landmine crisis is proving challenging. Since 1989, the UN has cleared 730,000 mines targeting people and over 30,000 anti-tank mines. The UN Mine Services Program Manager in Afghanistan is Patrick Frouchet. He says despite the organization's work, landmine explosions are becoming increasingly common.
We are still in the prevention business and we aren't doing all that well. Just to give you some statistics, in 2012, we were down to about 36 casualties per month in Afghanistan, which is still enormous. Those numbers jumped year on year. And in 2017, there were more than 150 casualties a month.
The latest data from the UN shows that 1,415 Afghan civilians were killed or injured by mines and explosive remnants of war in 2018. Since 2012, the number of casualties from landmines has tripled. That sharp increase in casualty numbers is linked to intensifying conflict between government forces and the Taliban since 2014, resulting in more explosive devices around the country. The UN's Mine Action Service and victim advocates are pushing to raise awareness and funds to support landmine victims. Landmine survivor and founder of the Legacy War Foundation, Giles Dooley, lost both legs and a forearm in a landmine explosion. He says long-term care played an important role in his own recovery, and he wants to ensure other victims have access to similar treatment.
And really, that is what we are calling for, is the opportunities for people injured in conflicts through no choice of their own, often children who have a full life ahead, are given the support to regain their dignity and to be able to support themselves and their families again. It's not that complicated. It's not that difficult. We spend millions saving lives. We have to help them get their lives back.
Children are most likely to be victims of an exploding landmine. 8 out of every 10 casualties is a child. Trauma surgeon at the Imperial College Healthcare London, Shahan Hedarachi, says assessing survivors' needs is important for the individual and for their community.
What we're trying to do is characterise what is that healthcare burden once the fighting stops? How long does it go on for? What is it at year one? What's the healthcare intervention you need to maintain these people whose lives have been saved at high levels of function so they can contribute back to the society? Because if we don't have that socioeconomic rehabilitation of the victims of war, the country will fail.
Afghanistan has committed to being landmine free by 2023 and had previously appealed for $119 million to support that push. Only half of this amount has been raised. Blast victim and physical rehabilitation therapist Marpakai Siddiqui says having the latest data is important to help raise the necessary funds to support victims.
As of now, as I think the donors don't have a real picture of the needs in Afghanistan. As we the speakers mentioned 2.7% population of Afghanistan have disability, but this number is from 2015.
Antoinette Radford, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.